dinner. Is that much cedar?
Yeah, yeah.
But did you ever have grass and stuff like that grow up in the field that you didn't want to be in there?
Yes.
What did you call that stuff?
It was crop grass, C-R-O-P, crop grass. And it still grows out here in in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And then there was also some other weeds that would grow taller than the crop grass. And the one was a Fuchsschwanz in German. Fuchsschwanz in German. I've forgotten the English name for it. But anyhow, it's a kind of a juicy stem and a juicy leaf. And then going home at noon for the noon meal, or at the end of day, we would have to pull some of those weeds and carry them to throw to the pigs and to the cattle too. The cattle would enjoy eating the Fuchsschwanz and the pigs and or the hogs. Sheep too. Some people had sheep, you know.
Uh-huh. What would you say, cotton and corn, what would you call that area where cotton and corn grow?
Yes, well, it would be the corn field and the cotton field. It's Kornfeld or cotton field or a Baumwolle. Cotton is English and Baumwolle, the wool of a tree, or tree wool is in German for cotton.
What about tobacco? What does it grow in? And what would you say? What would you call the area of tobacco?
Yeah. We never grew tobacco, but my grandfather, of course, did, because he smoked home-raised tobacco in his pipe.
What about things like strawberries? What would you call the area where those are grown?
That would be the garden part in the a corner of the garden where you would grow strawberries or any particular fruit and vegetable.
Okay. What all kinds of fences would you have on your farm?
We had some rail fences, but most of it was stone or rock fence. It was when in clearing the land, particularly out up in the hill area, many stone and rock had to be broken up and hauled from the field, from the field land, and it was used to build rock fences or stone fences, because if stone fence is well laid, well built, so that it will not tumble over, and also not be damaged by cattle trying to climb over the rock fence, then it would stand there for hundreds of years, which is still the case of stone fences up in the hills. Miles and miles of stone fences can yet be seen there.
What did the rail fences look like?
The rail fence, of course, were in our part of the country mostly of white oak. There was a live oak, which of course grows big stems and heavy stems. Too heavy for a rail fence, but the white oak was a tall, slender tree, and which could be chopped down in the winter time and trimmed of all the branches.